Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Happy to have you with us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we relish the opportunity to watch liberal minds explode. Thrilled to have you with us. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com. And on Facebook and True Social, at The John Whitmer Show. And, of course, on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. A couple events coming up. Just give you a quick mark your calendars. This Thursday, the Sedgwick County Republican Party is holding their monthly meeting at the Wichita Area Builders Association. The speaker is Attorney General Chris Kobach. So should be a good evening with the Attorney General. I would imagine, Phil, that we will be recording an interview with him and play that for you next Sunday.
That would be great.
That would be my guess. Also, tickets selling fast. The Kansans for Life banquet at Park City Arena with Rachel Campos Duffy from Fox News is coming up on March 25th. You can get information at KFL.org. Don't forget March 27th, the Young Republicans monthly meeting and the weekly Pachyderm Club. So there's your calendar. Bunch of stuff to mark. All that information's on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So, and next Sunday, we will be back in Topeka broadcasting live from the Ramada Hotel in Topeka, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. Phil will be here in the studios. I'll be up in Topeka. Got a great show planned. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. What, having me out of the studio? What? Yeah, okay. Yeah, love you too, brother. Love you. I see where you are. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, always curious who you're going to, you've got that big hook.
Yeah.
Who you're going
to pull
into the.
I do. Yeah, there's a lot of, get over here. Get over here.
Looking forward to
it. Scorpion from, what was the game? Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Yeah. Get over here. It's trice. But we've got a great show planned for you tonight. Olivia Krolchek, who is an ambassador at the Riley Gaines Center, will share highlights from her recent trip to Wichita State University, as well as the launch of the Riley Gaines Center spring campus tour. And we'll talk some of the just nonsense with all the trans stuff that's going on. Councilman Dalton Glasscock will bring us an update from Wichita City Hall. Amber May, host of the aptly named Amber May Show, will tell us why the Associated Press is suing the Trump administration, claiming they were denied access to the president. Cry me a freaking river. And Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter will bring us our weekly Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. He'll be here with us in studio at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. Speaking of the transgender nonsense, make you aware of a little something. Last Thursday, sadly, in the midst of Women's History Month, the Wichita City Council voted on a proclamation to officially adopt a Transgender Day of Visibility coming up on the 31st of this month. Again, during Women's History Month, so where, again, the trans are trying to take away something from women. The vote was split down the middle, with the deciding vote coming from, shockingly, Becky Tuttle, who ultimately voted for the proclamation. And I've questioned some of Councilmember Tuttle's votes in the past, her votes for the $600,000 porta potties and millions in art for the water treatment plant while the city is facing a major budget shortfall. But I just don't understand this one. I've said it before on this show. If an adult man or woman, for that matter, wants to dress up in the clothes of the other gender or for that matter, bark like a dog, I don't care. It's a free country. But the city of Wichita doesn't need to normalize, celebrate, and glorify this, which is what this proclamation does. This is a pivotal moment, because the adoption of these kinds of proclamations aligns Wichita with a national radical rainbow agenda. The decision to adopt Transgender Day will have long-lasting impacts, and it's important that Wichitans pay attention, as the future of Wichita's values may very well depend on how council members like Becky Tuttle and others vote on these kinds of controversial issues. And this vote is a clear indication of how critical it is to ensure that future decisions made by the Wichita City Council reflect the true values of the community rather than pushing forward leftist agendas. At a time when the country is ready to move beyond this kind of far-left transgender nonsense, some on the city council are doubling down. Honoring and promoting Transgender Day is no different than embracing biological males invading women's sports. It's the same thing. You're recognizing and you're glorifying. And just to give you some context, people say, oh, it never happens. It's not going to happen. It will never happen. The men and girls sports things. I pulled just a few stories from across the country, and you can see multiple examples of why a day of visibility celebrating this nonsense is just bad public policy. Frances Stout is a brave high school basketball player from Washington who took a stand when she refused to compete alongside a biologically male athlete. Now, Frances is being accused of bullying, harassment, and intimidation because she stood up for fairness in women's sports. She's being accused of discrimination because she felt it was unfair and unsafe to play against a biological male. An 18-year-old grown man playing on a JV girls basketball team, by the way. And somehow he's the victim. And yes, I said he. An Illinois mom is currently fighting her school district after her 13-year-old daughter was forced to share a locker room with a biological male. And when the daughter objected, they made the girls come in and change in front of. I mean, this is the insanity here. Maine recently awarded the girls' state pole vaulting title, girls state, to a male athlete competing in the girls division. Greeley High School's male star vaulter, Katie, or rather John Spencer, because again, I don't play the nonsense games. 2 years ago, John tied for fifth place in boys pole vault. But this year, he not only won the event, but he also secured the girls team the overall state championships. So this is another opportunity stolen by a biological male, all in the name of fairness and inclusivity. A boy in California just crushed the girls' triple jump record by 8 feet. A.B. Hernandez, a male, also won the long jump and sprint medley relay and is on his way to the women's state championship. Wow, aren't we proud? After stealing these titles, he had the audacity to say, I just keep telling myself you're number one. Yeah, I got a number one for you. This isn't fairness, folks. It's theft. And this isn't just happening to girls' sports. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is backing a proposed law to replace the word mother with inseminated person in state statute. I can't even begin to explain how ridiculously offensive it is for women to be reduced to whether they've been inseminated or not. But this is what they're glorifying with this whole wave of tranny nonsense. Multiple states and cities across the country have announced that they will directly defy President Trump's executive order that keeps men out of women's sports. Do the four members of the Wichita City Council who voted for the Trans Day plan to join this effort as well? Are we now going to oppose that? Women's sports are for women, and we owe it to our future generations to preserve that tradition. We'll take a quick break, and then Amber May, host of the Amber May Show, will tell us about why the AP is suing the Trump administration, claiming they were denied access to presidential events. Yeah, I'm real sorry for them. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our state and our country, for that matter. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on Twitter, X, at John R. Whitmer, to get all the latest updates on the show. The Associated Press sued three Trump administration officials last month over access to presidential events, citing freedom of speech in asking a federal judge to stop the blocking of its journalists. "We'll see them in court," the White House press secretary said in response. Good for her. God, what an upgrade, as opposed to Karine Jean-Pierre. With us now to tell us why the AP thinks they're entitled to access to the White House is Amber May, host of the aptly named The Amber May Show. Amber, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
The pleasure is all mine, John. Thank you for inviting me to be on your broadcast tonight.
So you tell me, maybe it's just arrogance, or they think that they're, you know, because they're just hot whatever on a, you know, I don't want to go there because we don't want to pay a fine. But why was the AP barred? Let's start with this. Why were they barred in the first place?
Well, they're spreading misinformation. You know, every president has the ability to name and rename things. Yep. President Obama did the same thing with Mount McKinley. And to my recollection, I don't remember the media being up in arms with President Obama when he changed the name Mount McKinley to Denali.
Right.
So if you're going to spread misinformation about something like that, then why should the president have you in the inner sanctum? It's not like he revoked their press passes like Joe Biden did to over 440 press.
I remember
people
that.
Of the press, right? So he's just revoking their ability to be on Air Force One or going into the Oval Office, from my understanding. But they still have access to the White House complex. It's not like he's not allowing them to go into, the press area, you know, when they're having press releases and stuff like that. So to my knowledge, they still have access to all that. But again, if you're going to be spreading lies, he's not going to be bringing the media that's lying to the people into the inner sanctum. He's going to have the people that tell the truth.
Well, and for that matter, if that's the standard, spreading lies, when's he going to do the same for CNN, MSLGBTV, and the other Democratic Party mouthpieces? I mean, you might as well throw them out, too, for that matter.
Right. I agree with you. But maybe it's because they picked a fight with him.
Yeah, that's
so
not a good idea.
No.
Never. People have yet to learn that lesson. Do not pick a fight with Donald Trump. He tends to win, and he tends to fight mean. What gives the AP the idea that they're entitled to White House access, Amber? Is it just because it's, you know, oh, we're the AP, you know, we drink with our pinkies out and our poop doesn't stink? I mean, what is it that makes them think that they're entitled?
I think it's all these years of them being able to call the shots, and no one questioned their narrative, and no one called them out on their lies. And so you just get this entitlement. And so now that things have been changing and the boat's been rocking, they're like, what? Are you talking about me? oh, no, no, no. You can't talk about me because I'm an elitist. I'm the AP. You know, we tell the news what to say.
Right.
So I think it's one of those things. And where is the inclusivity that they always preach about? Because to me, when they change the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, they're including all the countries in North America. And if you want to
even South America, for that matter.
South America.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
You have Central America. So it's very inclusive. He didn't say it's the United States of America, the Gulf of the United States of America, but if you did, well, the Gulf of Mexico has been like that for so long, so we have more land mass, so it would make more sense if you did want to call it the Gulf of the United States versus the Gulf of Mexico. But I think he was very inclusive in changing the name to Gulf of America.
We're talking with Amber May, host of the Amber May Show. Amber, this kind of seems to me like it's all part of the mainstream media. They've been freaking out about how they're losing influence over society. The masses have realized that the media has been lying and manipulating them for decades. It really started with COVID. It's just gone down since then, and the first Trump administration. The trust between mainstream media and the people is, for many of us, it's gone. And mm-hmm. I think that's what this is part of. I mean, isn't the AP one of those entities that's out there telling us how to, you know, what we, you have to say Latinx, you can't say Latina, you, mm-hmm. you know, you got to call women birthing people, that kind of nonsense, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's why my course Podcast Like a Pro, and I'm giving your listeners a discount if they use your name Whitmer. So if they go to the AmberMayShow.com and they click the tab Podcast Like a Pro and they use your name Whitmer, they're going to save money at checkout, because people are turning to independent content creators, because what do we have to gain by lying to people? The second people find out that independent content creators such as yourself, such as many of us, are lying to them, they're gonna turn us off like that.
Right.
I mean, all you have is your credibility when you're trying to present information and fact. And so that's why this is what I'm doing, is teaching people how to create their own content. It's so important with the landscape that we see, because you hit it right on the head. Things are changing. They are freaking out because they're losing control. And what I love about all this independent content creators such as yourself, me, and others, is we're taking the power out of the hands of the few, and it's going to the hands of the many. So the gatekeepers, the traditional gatekeepers like AP, are losing their power of controlling the narrative, because all they have to like deal with all of us, and they're not used to that. They're not used to the competition. And so now we're in a position where we can call them out on their lies. No, President Trump renamed it. This is now the new name, and you just have to deal with it. You don't have, if you don't like it, you don't like it, but this is fact now. So you can either report the truth, or you can face the consequences for suing the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And there you go.
And lose. And you're right. I do think more people are tuning into podcasts. I mean, look at the influence Joe Rogan has, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They're tuning into talk radio. They're tuning even the internet to find their news. And that's due in large part, I think, to the way the mainstream media has. I mean, they've been pretty obvious. It's been years that they've been in the tank for the Democrats, but it's just become so obvious lately that even the blind can see it.
That's true. I mean, when you hit millennials where they don't really care about politics and news, and now they're seeing like something's just not right, and they're voting for Donald Trump, then things are really, really bad, because my sister's one of them. She's not like me. She could care less about politics. And by the way, thank you for serving at your state legislator.
Oh,
I'm in the Republican Party here in Arizona. I'm a state and precinct committeeman. I'm also, you know, writing bills here in Arizona and having my legislator sponsor them. So thank you for doing that, because that's a very admirable thing that you've done or are doing. But when it hits them where they don't, when things are so bad that it hits them and they can't stop but say, hey, we need a change, then you know they are on the losing side.
Yes, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Amber, I appreciate you. I want my audience, again, if they're interested, they can find the Amber May Show at theambermayshow.com. And you're on X at DJ mm-hmm. Amber May, correct?
Yep. Back from my old radio days.
Hey, you know,
and remember, if any of your listeners want to take advantage of the discount I'm offering them, for if they want to start their own show, whatever that might look like, make sure you use the promo code Whitmer to save money. I don't want you to have to pay full price.
I may have to call you. Amber, I appreciate you. Maybe we can find ways to get this this podcasted even more than it already is. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again for joining us, and keep up the fight.
Thank you. Take care.
Coming up, Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter will bring us our weekly Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And of course, from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, while you're at it, like and follow the John Whitmer Show and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. Every week while the legislature is in session, we like to bring in a legislator from either the House or the Senate to kind of give us a brief of what's been going on and what's coming up in the next few weeks. With us tonight is someone who is very familiar with the studio. He actually was a guest host while I was running for office. He's been on the show multiple times. Speaker of the House, Speaker Pro Tem. I gave you an upgrade there. I gave you a promotion. Blake Carpenter. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always a great opportunity to get a chance to talk to you and your listeners.
Speaker Pro Tem, getting ahead of my skis a little.
Well, you know, when I'm sitting on the dais and members, you know, address.
They do call you Mr. Speaker.
They call me Mr. Speaker. So I mean, it's not
technically,
it's technically not wrong.
And who knows what the future may bring.
Well, we're not.
I'll just leave that there.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Let me ask you about the so-called black mass that at least it's been exercised from the building out to the front lawn. And I get, you know, the people who are saying this is freedom of speech and they have a right to be there. But I mean, it's just you're a Catholic, so it's got to be particularly offensive to you. But this, it's just really offensive to a lot of folks.
You're right, John. It is. I'm trying to choose my words very carefully here.
While you do that, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a group of Satanists who are going to hold a satanic ritual. They wanted to do it in the Capitol. They were first approved, and then they were recently kicked outside. But they're going to, like, sanctify or desanctify the building and a bunch of Satan stuff, basically.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm saying I'm going to choose my words very carefully here is because this is a deep personal issue for me, and it does strike a nerve with me. And so I am at least glad to a certain extent that it's not going to be in the building, at least bare minimum. But at the same time, I think that this is it is something that we absolutely have to address moving forward. And so I'm a member of the what's called the Legislative Coordinating Council, or the LCC. And so we basically are going to be meeting here in the very near future to be revising and updating our policies to basically make it to where no rituals or anything else like that can happen in the future in the Capitol. So this isn't going to happen again in the future. We shouldn't have even gotten to this point to begin with, but needless to say, it is going to be rectified in the very near future as far as the People's House and just what they're trying to do within our public building.
This was Governor Kelly's decision, by the way. It wasn't the legislature. You don't control the building and the grounds. And what frustrates me is I know from the past that she has done things like made the March for Life not be able to use the steps and push them even off the steps because of quote-unquote weather or security issues. And yet in this case, she originally let them come into the building to do a satanic ritual.
Well, I will have to make a few points here. So the legislature, we actually control floors 3, 4, and 5. The executive branch controls the first and second floor. And so what happened is if you want to reserve a room in the legislative building, then you have to have a legislative sponsor. If you want to have like a room, a committee room, so on and so forth. However, during COVID, they removed the sponsor requirement. And so what happened was people could then just go and reserve the first or second floor space without anybody saying if and or but about it. And so I will be fair to Laura Kelly in this, in that she did not authorize this. This was her Department of Management folks that were basically just had it on autopilot, allowing people to just reserve the space. So I will say that. And so she actually has been somewhat helpful in moving the satanic everything outside.
So give her credit
of
for that.
Of her jurisdiction as far as the first floor goes. And so, I have to give Laura Kelly a little bit of credit for that.
Good. I'm glad. Let me ask you, I know you were former chair of the House Elections Committee. There have been two bills, Senate Bill 5 and Senate Bill 6, came out of the Senate. I'm sure they're, I don't know the status, but one of them bans the Biden bucks, the Zucker bucks. And the other one is ensuring that Kansas general or primary elections, statewide or local, are not allowed to use ranked choice voting. I think those are two. I like the idea of both. Can you give us an idea where we are on either of those?
Yeah, so the Biden bucks is a little bit different than the Zucker bucks. So in 2021, we banned Zucker bucks, and that's when Mark Zuckerberg came in and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state of Kansas in order to do drop boxes and the other things.
Right.
And so we banned that a few years ago, but this is in relations to what the federal government was doing under Biden in the last election, and allowing federal agencies to basically get involved in elections and trying to push people to the polls and using money that was not authorized for election purposes. And so this was just basically saying, hey, if Congress has not authorized these dollars to be spent by federal agencies on elections, then it's not going to be allowed or permissible here to try to influence our elections. So that one's pretty simple, I think. Laura Kelly's probably going to end up vetoing it.
Oh, of course. Both of these probably.
And then the second one was, ranked choice voting. It's a conversation we've had all the way back to 2016, 2017, as far as what ranked choice voting is.
I remember.
That being said, we've never allowed it to move forward or authorize it here in the state of Kansas. However, there are local municipalities now that are going out there and trying to authorize this. And the problem and the reason why we're basically pre-exemption, the reason why we're doing it is because it harms the voter confidence in our elections. So if you go in and you vote for somebody and that's your first person that you voted for, and then, well, wait a minute, they got the most votes on this first round of balloting, but oh wait, you picked number two. Well, how does that work?
Right.
And so it's just going to lead to a lot of mass confusion, I think, amongst people, and then just continue to cause degradation on our elections. And I think at this point, people are looking for more voter confidence, not less.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. Seems like every session, we get Medicaid expansion from the governor, and the next issue, which are two marijuana bills, were introduced this week. Senate Bill 294, authorizing the processing, distribution, sale, and use of medical marijuana, and House Bill 2405, legalizing marijuana cultivation, manufacturing, possession, and sale for adults. That's actually sounds more, full legalization. That's the whole, let's just, Katie bar the door there.
Yeah, that sounds like the whole kit and caboodle. So I would say that, John, I think I've talked about this on your program before in the past.
Yeah, you carried the bill back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day, and even then, that bill still needed some more work, and it was just a conversation starter with the Senate. Senate killed the bill, as you well know. And so I think at the end of the day, the House has already voted on medical marijuana, and the Senate has never taken that up. And so for the House, it's why go through this act of fertility? Why spend a lot of time and debate on something that is just going to inevitably fail if the other chamber is not willing to have the conversation? So at this point, where the House position is okay, when the Senate passes us something, then all right, let's have the conversation. But we're not going to waste our time. We're going to focus on tax cuts. We're going to focus on other things before that.
Speaking of other things, there are multiple constitutional amendments that have come up this session that'll probably be on the ballot next year. We're gonna have a big ballot. Can you walk us through some of those and what you think will ultimately be on the ballot?
Well, John, I know you asked about multiple constitutional amendments, but I'm just going to talk about one tonight because I am 100% completely biased on a constitutional amendment that I introduced on Wednesday this past week.
Okay, wow.
So not too many people have heard about it yet. We have an op-ed. We've submitted op-eds. We'll see if any of the newspapers run them here in the state of Kansas. But
If you send that to me, email that to me, I will make sure the Sedgwick County Republican Party
all
sends
right.
that out for you.
Well, then I will.
I might know someone at the Sedgwick County GOP.
Well, there we go. I'd be more than happy to. So, you know, it sounds almost too good to be true, but John, would you like a day here in Kansas when you no longer have to pay state property taxes or state income taxes?
No, I like paying taxes.
I bet you do. And I bet your listeners love it too.
I think my whole audience just saying, no, Blake, we want to pay more taxes.
Yes. And so here's the beauty of this. I've been sitting on a few ideas, and there was an aha moment about 2 weeks ago where they all blended together and it made sense. And so what the idea is you create a fund within the Constitution that's protected from politicians where they can't raid it. They can't touch it whatsoever. And then you have a citizens board that goes in and they eliminate tax exemptions. And these tax exemptions, some actually do serve a pretty legitimate purpose in like business inputs and other things that make it to where, okay, we have to kind of have those on the books. However, there's others that were added by special interest just because the right people were in power. And there's over $9 billion right now of tax exemptions on the books here in the state of Kansas.
And this is – I know some of the ones you're talking about, things like – newspapers and car wash, laundromats. I mean, it's
a plethora. There's a lot of them out there. And so this citizens board would go out, they would eliminate various tax exemptions. Whatever they eliminate is then the money that is put into this fund. And the fund grows over time.
So if newspapers are finally, they're charging sales tax, that money would, rather than go into the general fund, would go into this fund.
It would go into this fund. It would actually go around the state general fund where politicians could not intercept it, take it, and just increase government spending and programs. For the longest time, you know, I've been there for a few years now in the legislature, and people have talked about eliminating these exemptions.
Oh,
yeah, you have
thank
as well.
You
have as well. But the problem that I think exists is that even after you eliminate those exemptions, the legislature is just going to spend more money, create more government
correct.
Programs, and we're going to be right back in the same situation we were in today.
Not likely to give it back.
Exactly. Right. They're not going to give it back. And so the beauty of this idea is that money goes into this fund, and then over time that fund builds and the interest on that's being generated on that fund builds, and then you can take that interest and completely substitute these taxes with the interest that's being generated from that fund. And so you can completely eliminate taxes without ever having to blow massive holes in the budget and trying to – I mean, yeah, spending cuts and everything else are great. But, you know, when you have to start going in and trying to figure out – you know how it's been. You got to go in.
Oh, I know.
You can't cut social services programs. You can't do any of that type of stuff. And so you basically just substitute the funds once the fund is healthy enough and you get – to have people you don't have to collect taxes from the people anymore, and the government is self-sufficient. And you just have to make it to where there's a cap on that fund, and so we have a 3% cap on how much the legislature is actually able to take out year over year after that fund becomes matured. Based on my initial calculations, the 21.5 mils the state of Kansas collects today is about $900 million. Well, in about 6 to 8 years, you would see a complete elimination of that tax and the fund would be self-generated over here in the Constitution to where you would no longer have to pay any state property taxes.
Wow. Yeah.
And then it depends.
Love that idea.
And then it depends on how long it's going to take for income taxes. Now, income taxes is just shy of $6 billion. And so when you say income taxes in the state of Kansas, that means not only individual but corporate. And so that actually is about $6 billion. So it's about 20 to 30 years in order for that to basically be completely eliminated with the same process. So within really, I would say 25 to 35 years, both of those taxes are completely eliminated.
And replaced by consumption sales taxes, basically.
Well, and so you still have sales tax on the books. And
right.
So that if you have a down year or whatever it is, that can basically then be used. But we also have a rainy day fund. So you have other funds that can be used if there is a downturn for a little bit of time, if those investments don't turn out more than 3%. I mean, if that's the case, then we need to hire new investors because, I mean, you could just put money into government bonds and get like 4 to 5%, right? So, I mean, it's definitely doable. So it's a very interesting idea is what people keep telling me. And it's a very positive idea. It's a parallel strategy. Right now we're talking about tax cuts. We're talking about tax cuts for property taxes. You know, there's other people who are talking about growth triggers for income taxes. And the beauty about this plan is it doesn't change any of those conversations. It doesn't change the spending cuts. It doesn't change spending increases, tax cuts, or whatever else. All that still happens over here in the silo, while in the background, this fund is generating over here in the Constitution, and then boom, it triggers, and then voila, it takes out those taxes. Yes. So it is it's something that, from what I can tell, no other state is currently doing. There are a few countries out there that I reinvented the wheel without realizing it. Norway has a similar fund, which they call the Sovereignty Wealth Fund. They started in the 1990s, and they use their oil and gas money to basically kick the fund off. It's now at it has more than $1.7 trillion in that fund. And you know what? Do you know what the population of Norway is? I didn't know this until I started researching it.
Mm.
Just shy of 6 million people. So double the state of Kansas, or really the population size of Missouri.
Right, yeah.
And they have tens of billions of dollars that's generated in interest every year on that fund. That's the reason why Norway has such low taxes, is because this fund is basically paying for any social programs or any other type of program that they have. And so, I mean, liberals love it because, you know, okay, well, hey, we're not spending money at that point. But at the end of the day, that's not where I'm trying to get to. I'm not trying to get to some sort of, liberal utopia here in the state of Kansas. What I'm trying to get to is the complete elimination of our taxes, so government can fund and live on itself without having to basically come tax us for it.
Well, that's fascinating. That one I'll be interested to see. I know there's a number of others. I've got a break here. Do you want to stick through the break? And I know you got to head back up to Topeka, but can you stick around?
Absolutely.
We'll take a quick break. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. Folks, you have the power to change what's going on in Wichita or Topeka, for that matter. Make your voices heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, while you're online, follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. I want to remind you a couple things. This time of year, sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show are still available. If you want information on that, you can email Tony at knssradio.com. And speaking of sponsors, don't forget next Sunday, thanks to our sponsor, Eck Insurance, we'll be broadcasting live from Topeka next Sunday. So with us still is Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. I know, Blake, there's a... there is one constitutional amendment that hopefully we'll see on the ballot, and that's moving the judicial selection process from this elite system now where, you know, a panel of lawyers basically picks their own bosses. Where are we in that process?
Great question, John. So it's passed out of the Senate, and now it's over in the House, and the House had a hearing on it this past week. I would imagine that here sometime in the next week or two, you're going to end up seeing us take up that vote on the floor. And if we are successful, which I am, I'm fairly confident that we will be, that will be on the ballot in 2026 as well. So, I don't know if you've talked about this in depth with your listeners or not.
Not really. I mean, other than, they know how elite the system is. They know that this is replacing it basically with direct elections instead of a federal model. But you know, the bottom line is, and we have talked about the fact that right now, last time I checked, it was between 5,000 to 7,000 lawyers in the state of Kansas. Those lawyers pick this commission, and the commission gives three choices to the governor. She has to pick one. So you really have, there's no representative government in that whole process. And this is the head of an entire branch of government.
Well, you're not wrong. And so we have the most undemocratic method in the entire United States with how this is set up. So there are other boards that are set up kind of how we have it, except for we're the only one where we give the bar, which are attorneys, the majority stake in this board. The other states that have this type of a board have it to where citizens have the majority stake. But what's interesting about this is it's a 9-person board, and 5 of the 9 people are all attorneys elected by attorneys. Well, then those attorneys are going to be the ones that appear in front of the Supreme Court. And so it's like, well, what are we doing here? And when you hear the left argue this issue, what's interesting is that they don't want people to have the right to vote on this.
Right.
And they think that, oh, well, special interests are going to get involved. Well, wait a minute. This is kind of adorable. Well, I don't know if adorable is the right word, but this is kind of interesting because they are all about retention elections. But then they're not about direct elections. So it's like, well, wait a minute. What's the difference here?
Right.
Oh, well, $50 million can be spent on a direct election. $50 million can be spent on a retention election, too.
And we've seen that happen where outside groups come in and spend a lot of money on getting these Supreme Court justices reappointed, reelected.
Correct.
So there's no difference here, folks.
Well, what
the difference is we're giving the power to the people.
They want the citizens to fight with one hand behind their back instead of somebody else being on the ballot to challenge the other person. They want it to where you only see one name and you don't know who they are. And so this is just going to add more transparency to the process. And there's a few other little factoids I have for you and your listeners, John. Since 2007, our Kansas Supreme Court has been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court 8 out of 9 times.
Yeah, it's the most overturned court in the country, as I
recall. That's my understanding. Yeah. And here's the thing. Another thing that's an interesting fact. When we became a state in 1861, we had direct elections of our Kansas Supreme Court. And for the first 97 years of our state's history, we directly elected our Kansas Supreme Court. And then they changed it in 1958. I think that they ended up overreacting. There was something called the triple play. They didn't have to completely gut the entire system as it was and go to what we have today, which is just horrible. All they had to do is just, okay, how do you fill a vacancy?
And that's, let the governor appoint himself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just go fix that part of it. And anyway, they didn't. They overreacted. And now we have the broken system that we have today. So all we're simply trying to do, actually, is just go back to the way it used to be, which we've had for the majority that our state has been actually a state.
Yep. Ironic. Blake, I appreciate you as always, brother. I know we'll see you next Sunday when we're broadcasting from Topeka. If folks are interested and they want to connect, they can find you at carpenter4kansas.com, correct?
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
When's your next podcast, by the way? We try and share those on the page.
Typically, they come out every Friday while we're in session.
Make sure you send me that, too. I'll put that on the page.
All right, will do. Thanks, John.
We'll take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll have Olivia Krolchek, ambassador from the Riley Gaines Center, with us. Listening to the John Whitmer Show. Be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.